From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel Friday to offer U.S. support in Belgium's investigation and future counterterrorism efforts, and to deliver condolences and express solidarity, this after Tuesday's terror attacks. In a news conference following the meeting, Kerry aimed some comments directly towards those involved in the attacks.
We, all of us, representing countless nationalities, have a message for those who inspired or carried out the attacks here, or in Paris, or in Ankara, in Tunis, San Bernardino, or elsewhere. We will not be intimidated. We will not be deterred. And we will come back with greater resolve, with greater strength, and we will not rest until we have eliminated your nihilistic beliefs and cowardice from the face of this earth.
Also Friday, a U.S. official said two Americans were among those who died in Tuesday's terror attacks. The official did not give details on their identities or circumstances of deaths. U.S.-based NBC News reported that officials are still working to notify the families. An army general in the Republic of Congo is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. This following a referendum last October that removed age and term limits that would have prevented the 72-year-old Sassou Nguesso from seeking re-election. This is VOA News. The United Nations Secretary General hailed the conviction of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic Thursday as historic for the people of the region and beyond, as well as for international criminal justice. The UN International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia has convicted Karadzic of genocide and nine other charges, sentencing him to 40 years in prison. Iraqi forces have taken their first steps towards retaking the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul. VOA's Sharon Bain reports from the front lines.
The Iraqi offensive started at dawn. Coalition airstrikes pounded one of the villages. But Peshmerga General Najat Ali said Islamic State were fighting back hard.
They advanced, but when they reached those villages, ISIS attacked them by the suicide bomber, by the mortar, by the machine guns, by those weapons.
They know that for Iraq, the fight for these villages is pivotal. And all of these soldiers know the final battle for Mosul will be a long one. Sharon Bain, VOA News, the Mahmur Frontline.
The Turkish military says 24 soldiers were wounded and three killed when the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, attacked a military post in southeastern Turkey late Thursday. Turkey says more than 1,000 militants have been killed in the largely Kurdish southeast since a PKK ceasefire collapsed in July. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said more than 300 members of the security forces have died, while pro-Kurdish opposition says hundreds of civilians have also been killed. China has vowed to tighten its regulation of locally made vaccines to ensure their usefulness. This after a recent scandal exposed regulatory loopholes. The scandal involves the illegal sale of improperly refrigerated vaccines, which may have been administered to millions of children. Authorities have filed 69 criminal charges and arrested more than 130 people. The United States and Russia are calling for the drafting of a new Syrian constitution by August. Following a meeting with President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said both countries agreed to push both the Syrian government and the opposition to free all political prisoners. Kerry has said that the cooperation between the United States and Russia has made it possible for Syrians to have a reduction of violence and a resumption of some humanitarian aid deliveries after 5 years of bloodshed. U.S. President Barack Obama has returned to the United States after a historic trip to Latin America. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.